This podcast is brought to you by Premier Surgical Associates. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. For more than 20 years, Premier's expert surgeons have helped thousands of East Tennessee patients in the fight against breast cancer.
This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. And we appreciate that recipe that you sent us. Ben, we really appreciate that for the vegetarians out here. Vegetables are very, very important. And thank you for the eggplant parmesan recipe there, Ben. We really, really appreciate that. 865-255-03 is the telephone number to the Be Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Hour three, powered by Low T Center. LowTCenter.com, reinventing men's health. Leo from Harden Valley. He's not in Atlanta. So he's been here for a couple of years. I don't know why I said that.
I'm coming your way right after the show. I got to go to Harden Valley right after this.
We got to.
Maybe we can run into each other.
Working on your 10-year reunion?
Going to pick up a car at the shop over there in Harden Valley.
Gotcha. Yep. Leo from Harden Valley says, my birthday is Sunday. If somehow we pull off and win this game, I may make the news for some crazy crap because I will be drunk out, drunk off my ASS as soon as the game ends.
Sounds like he's drunk
right now.
That
is Leo. Leo, I'm right there with you,
man. I think
man.
We all would be. I mean, I got to work, and I probably will be.
I mean, if Tennessee wins, I'm trying to get on that goalpost.
I'm just going to be in the press room, just drunk, just taking whiskey shots.
Let me ask you this.
Hey, Pruitt, gave the ball to Ty Chandler. What was that about?
That'd be a good way to go out, Charlie. Your last time at the game.
That would definitely be my last day of the test.
That'd be the last time. But let's say Tennessee wins.
Yep.
Is it okay to rush the field and attempt to tear down a goalpost?
For the people in the stands?
Yeah.
110%. I hope that they do. You haven't beaten Alabama in 11 years. It's what Ole Miss did. I hope Tennessee.
I know. That's they're Ole Miss.
True.
That's why I'm asking the question. We're not Ole Miss. We are Tennessee. And yes, it's been 11 years. And yes, we have not been on top of college football. We have not been relevant as much as we would like. But at the end of the day, we are Tennessee. Sometimes there's some things that may be beneath you. And it's rushing the field, one of those things. I'm not saying yes or no. I'm just asking the question. I'm just presenting these things to think about here. Now, 1998, rush the field against Florida. And I don't think anyone ever complained or said, come on, man, it looks weak. What's Tennessee doing that? And Alabama is ranked number one, and they are dynasty right now.
Yeah, to me, it's the element that you would be beating arguably the greatest college football team of all time, or the greatest college football franchise of all time it is Alabama with Nick Saban. You know, Alabama without Nick Saban is not, we all know that, is not that great. But he has created a dynasty unlike anything that we've seen in modern college football. And to beat that team with that coach for the first time in 11 years, to me, that is more than worthy of rushing the field, tearing down the goalposts, going crazy, letting it all hang out there.
I'm with you. No, I'm with you.
I would be such an incredible accomplishment. I don't know how you would justify not doing it. Like, I know you're going to get the Alabama fans who be like, act like you've been there before. You're Tennessee. Well, shut up. I'm going to have fun. And, that would be my response. Don't ever take college athletics too seriously. I hate when people do that.
Well, speaking of college athletics, and we didn't get a chance to do our for what. when we were supposed to, but I'm coming back with this for what. And that is the TSSAA, the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association. There's a young child is running from his dad around on the hall, and like I'm rooting for the kid to like get away.
Charlie, go get your kid.
Go. And I don't even care if the kid runs into the table and knocks the video down. She's having fun. That's all that matters. It's Friday.
Exactly.
Have fun,
Charlie. Go get
your
kid.
I hope she has fun and gets away and gets everything in the store she wants. I hope she does it. That's awesome. I know that feeling as a dad, like having your kid in the store and like they want to do their own thing. They want to pull things off the hanger. She looks like she's having fun. Have fun. But I'm giving my for what to the possibility that the TSSAA may eliminate spring football practice in the state of Tennessee. Spring football practice. High school spring practice. That is something that is actually being discussed. According to TFCA Football here on Twitter, the Tennessee Football Coaches Association Twitter account, it says, coaches, the TSSAA will take a vote at regional meetings in November to keep or eliminate football spring practice. The Tennessee Coaches Association, they took a poll, and let me pull it back up again. Here we go here. Come on, internet. Come on, MacBook. But they took a poll, and I don't think that most of these coaches are in favor of this at all. And so they polled each coach across the states last March, and 330 out of 347 coaches voted to keep spring practice. I want to know who the 17 coaches are who want to get rid of spring practice. What are you smoking? What's your deal? Because the spring football period is a great time for college coaches to evaluate talent. That's a great time for college coaches to come on your campus, come to your practice, and possibly see a player that can help them in the fall. And you know what else happens when a college coach comes to your school? They can see other kids. As in, Daenerys Moore, how special that was when Tennessee went to go look at Lennon Creer and they saw Daenerys Moore and they brought them both here. And then Daenerys Moore had a chance to go to the NFL because he played very well on the big platform. Number two, Tennessee has just turned the corner with in-state talent. You've got this influx of people out of town moving into the mid-state, moving into the state of Tennessee, and we're getting talent, more and more talent. And then you have organizations in Tennessee that help these young men develop as football players. So they're training, they're working hard, and they're getting better. And we're seeing more players from the state of Tennessee go on and get college scholarships. We're seeing it. We're seeing it at a crazy rate. Every year, it looks like the state is getting better and better. And next year's talent is going to be outrageous for Tennessee with the offensive line talent. And you're trying to tell me that we're going to have the same level of talent and the same level of, awareness from college coaches coming into that state if we stop spring football? I remember going to Wichita, Kansas, and for like combines and things like that during the spring. And those numbers would always be lower than every other event in the country. Every other event in the country, Wichita, Kansas location would always be low in numbers. Why? Because they don't do spring football. They don't do spring football in the state of Kansas. When was the last time you heard of those five stars, other than Bryce Brown, from the state of Kansas? Hey, man, you hear about that new player out there, man, that four or five star, you know, player? We need him at Tennessee from Kansas, man. They producing them every year. Wrong, you don't. They don't do spring football. They're not serious about football in Kansas.
All about basketball out there.
Where is Governor Haslam, you better shut this down. Because I tell you one thing, the state of Georgia, they're not doing this. The state of Florida's not doing this. The state of Alabama's not doing this. All your competitors, North Carolina and South Carolina, those states, they're not thinking about doing something silly like this, I don't think. This is ridiculous. Getting rid of spring football. This is SEC country. This is SEC country. But those high school kids are thinking about playing. They're like 2 or 3 years removed from being able to play college football. That's a valuable time to develop, to grow, to have coaches come and evaluate you. You're not going to do spring football? Come on, man. This is ridiculous. Haslam, come on.
This is from.
Come on, Haslam. Come on.
Well, this is from D-Skids, and it's actually a good point, but to me, still not a justification to get rid of spring football, he said. I would guess it's because there's schools that don't have big enough rosters with guys when they play multiple sports.
Play 5-on-5, play basketball,
they would
football
be,
pads on.
They would be the 17 that are against it. That's almost definitely true. But like I said, you can't get rid of spring football.
In the state of Tennessee, in SEC country, you're going to get rid of spring. I mean, just think about how stupid that sounds.
Yeah, that can happen.
You're going to get rid of spring football in the state of Tennessee. Oh, man. See, we get us a coach who can coach, who beat Auburn. Got an AD who knows how to put together a winning football program, who's won a championship. He got some recruits. I think Tennessee will have a top 10 recruiting class. I think so. Things are looking really good. Maybe 12, something like that. But there's some folks in place that Tennessee can get. And there's a chance to be a top 10 recruiting class.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tennessee, TSSAA, is thinking about doing this. You don't think this is going to affect Tennessee football? You're crazy. You smoking the same thing Snoop is smoking. If you don't think this is going to affect Tennessee football,
the weed.
This is ridiculous. Get rid of spring football. That don't even make any sense. Wow, what are we doing? What are we thinking? It don't make any sense at all. All right, I think I need to go to break. Right, Ben, because
need to get to the second giveaway too.
Yeah, I got to get to the second giveaway, and we have a very special guest coming up at 9:30. It'd be Jordan McCray, Jordy Mac,
oh, yeah.
The Orange Mamba, who will join us at 9:30. And so let's take a quick break. Let's come back. Let's give away another Alumni Hall gift card with some Alabama-Tennessee trivia. And then we'll talk a little bit. And then we'll have on Jordan McCray. And then we'll talk a little bit. Take another break. Talk a little bit. And then we'll start pre-gaming for the show, for the game tomorrow. We'll start doing some
actual analysis.
No, we're pre-gaming for the show.
Oh, like, pre-gaming as in like...
Well, drinking alcohol, Charlie.
Taking whiskey shots.
And then go start pregaming for tomorrow's game.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to start tailgating right. At 10:01.
Done.
Got to get ready to go. We got to be live tomorrow, so we got to get ready. Yeah. So that's the rundown for the rest of the show here on the Swain Event, Hour 3, powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. So be right back, Swain Event.
Hour 3 of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The berry punch and activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the pure recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swain-O, You know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The chocolate gladiator and the chocolate shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK?
Don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy!
Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
All right, team, listen up. It's tailgating time again in Tennessee. But most importantly, team, you're going to need to refi that tailgate and the truck it's attached to. With a refinanced auto loan with Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union with their Got That promotion, they'll give you up to $500 for your debt.
Are you serious, coach?
That's right, Johnny. Alcoa 10 will pay you up to $500 for your debt. Now, let's get out there and spread the word. Say it with me. Alcoa 10. Alcoa 10. Alcoa 10.
ATFCU is an equal housing lender.
For a replay of each day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Ben.
What song are you playing for me?
Hey, Benjamin McKee. I got the best bumper music in the land. You want to hear it?
I can.
I love Jeezy, though, so I can't say anything bad. But this is the best right here.
When you know you got kids.
Well, remember I told y'all about the young girl was running around the store and, like, dad was trying to chase her and I was rooting for the girl to not get caught by dad?
Yep.
Well, they came over here and I was trying to get the young girl. She's 3 years old. I was trying to give her a fist pump. She wouldn't give me a fist pump. So I had to pull out my
had to bring out the big guns.
Had to bring out the big guns, my Tennessee recruiting tactics, and I played a little baby shark, and it was a wrap.
Stranger danger.
It was a wrap. She committed.
Allison,
she committed. She gonna sign early signing period.
We went on vacation with Allison's family recently. My wife and she has little cousins. I heard plenty of baby shark during that week.
That's a jam right there.
Yeah, man. That one's got the kids hooked these days. It seems like
my ears started bleeding.
Do I look like Bill Belichick right now?
You do, but that sweatshirt is freaking awesome.
Yes, it is.
Oh my goodness,
a little Columbia. Yeah, Columbia with the Power T gray. Pretty heavy.
Man, that is sweet.
Yeah, and picked out by the one and only Volstorm. Shout out to him for spotting this one.
Is Volstorm still there?
Yeah, he's standing right in front of
us. Yeah,
he's
still here.
Did he ask him if he got my message?
No, he didn't get your message, man. Sorry. Sorry, he didn't get your message. Did you try to see him on DM?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Hey, Volstorm, did Ben try to send you a DM since you won the gift card? He wants to be your best friend now and get a polo. So, yeah, he said he got your message.
Okay.
And he's reporting you to Twitter. Dude, you sent him a message of just a polo? You didn't even say hey to him?
I was just dropping ideas.
Oh, man. Volstorm, report Ben, please.
Yeah.
For harassment.
He's got to get blocked. He needs to get suspended.
Yeah, we got to put Ben in Twitter jail because he just won't listen. He won't pay follow directions. All right, let's give out some more Alumni Hall money. Let's do that. All right, so here is the question. Again, same rules apply as the rules in hour two. You got to live here in Knoxville, okay, and you have to come pick it up. So you have an hour to come pick this thing up because after the show, I will be shopping. So I'll be here by 10:30, shopping, doing my thing. So you got 10:30 to get here. So you got about an hour, okay? And the first caller who gets this right, you will win the $50 gift card to Alumni Hall. All right, are we ready? All right. here we go. All right, here it is. An Alabama linebacker, safety, and running back are all in a car together. Who is driving? Who is driving? That is the question. Linebacker, quarterback, running back are all in a car together. All play for Alabama. Who is driving the car? Give us a call. Give us your answer and win $50 to Alumni Hall. We got you taken care of. We got you. First caller who can answer that, you win. The question again is Alabama linebacker, safety, and running back, they're all in a car together. Who is driving? Who is driving? 865-255-03 is the telephone number to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. So give us a call. First person who answers that correctly, you get $50 to Alumni Hall, and you have to block Ben on Twitter because he'll try to be your friend and get you to pay for his polo.
Well, he's not trying to be your friend. He's just trying to get a polo shirt.
Look, y'all cool. I'm overriding y'all. We have our first caller. Caller, what is your name?
Okay, what do we get?
Shane.
Good morning, Shane. Good morning. Tell you the question again. Alabama linebacker, safety, and running back are all in a car together. Who is driving?
Police officer.
Correct. You have won the $50. That's the correct answer. A police officer is the right answer. So yes. If a linebacker, safety, and running back are all in the car together, especially in the state of Louisiana, a police officer is driving. That is correct. So, Shane, get on down here. And you got about an hour. We'll be here. Get this Alumni Hall gift card. Really appreciate you calling in, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Again, we just joking, Bama fans. Don't be coming up here trying to poison trees.
No, we're not. We're not joking.
I'm joking.
I'm not.
I love my trees in my yard, okay? They provide shade for my house. Don't poison my trees, Bama fans. We just joking. These are just jokes. Don't try to show up at Alumni Hall saying, you know, who the tough guy now? It's just jokes, man. It's just jokes. I'm a lover. I'm not a fighter. And I need my trees, so don't poison my trees. These are just jokes. Fun jokes. Kind of. Well, I mean, I've really never seen a really cute Alabama girl on Alabama's campus. I mean, so technically, maybe that was,
I've never, right?
Maybe that was true. I mean, I've been to Alabama's campus a couple times in high school, and my hostess, she was pretty, but that was about it.
That is a stadium I still have not.
That was about it.
I've not visited. I've been to Tuscaloosa a couple of times, but have not gone to a football game. So
they're not fun.
Exactly. That's why I haven't been, is because that one's pretty low on the priority list. At least since I've been able to drive myself places, that's one I haven't wanted to spend a whole lot of time on.
I've been to every Tennessee-Alabama game since 2013. So this is what, fifth straight year of Tennessee-Alabama? And only one of them has been a good football game, and that was in 2015.
Yep.
If Tennessee wins, and here on text box, we have Bo who says, if Tennessee beats the Gumps, I believe Monday should be a statewide holiday.
Oh, absolutely.
100%.
Y'all are going to have to bail me out of jail. That's all I know.
Ben, you didn't even roll the tree at Auburn.
Hey, this is different. This is different. This is beating Alabama. You see, those 1998 pictures from when Tennessee beat Florida, and the Tennessee fans on the field in handcuffs with their arms behind their back in handcuffs. That's going to be me.
Ben. Because a sign that says, please do not roll the trees, stop you from rolling the trees.
But here's the thing.
You ain't getting arrested, man.
Here's the thing. The saying in the song goes, I don't give a damn about the whole state of Alabama. Not, correct. I don't give a damn about Auburn. This hate level is different.
Okay. So if you get in trouble, let's say you go crazy and you get yourself arrested for, let's say, jumping on the field and trying to, you know, take down a goalpost, and all your friends are like they're Bama fans that are coming in town. Are they gonna bail you out?
No, I'm calling you and Charlie.
Oh, you calling me and Charlie?
Ooh, see, I got a thing.
See what happened?
I'm not gonna be able to make it
my
to
Google,
the jail
my
to
calendar and my Apple calendar, you know, they was not synced correctly, and I didn't, I got you. No, I'll come and get you.
Hey, I know. I would. If you wouldn't come get me, I could call a wifey Swain, and she would come get me.
Shante would.
She would probably come get you. I would come get you too. I would get you too, man.
I know.
You won't do that though.
No, there's.
We have nothing to worry about.
The only way I would get arrested is for like if I was the first person they grabbed for jumping over the wall. That'd be the only way.
Now Ben is. I will say, you are edgy. You have in your at least this was your old place, not your new place, but at your old place.
Oh yes.
You had a traffic barrel.
That
I
stole from one of the construction sites on campus to
after the Florida game, right?
Yes, that was like my token for beating Florida. That was like my memory. I drug around a construction barrel across campus and shoved it in my sister's car and had her take it to my house, and it like sat in our living room, and it was like every time I saw it, it was just a beautiful memory of Tennessee beating Florida.
You're a thug, Ben.
Ben just sees that line and he just steps across and dances on the other side. He is wanton, does not care for your rules or your laws.
I know. If I take a construction barrel and a cone for just beating Florida, I hate Alabama a lot more than I hate Florida. There's no telling what I might take on Saturday.
So Ben is a line stepper, just like when Charlie Murphy was describing Rick James. He said that Rick James was a habitual line stepper. So that would be you. That would be you, Ben, habitual line stepper. You're such a thug for your theft.
Hey, what can I say?
We got to take a break.
The thug life isn't for everybody.
At least you have Valrob on your side. He said he would start a GoFundMe for you for your bail. So Valrob will come to the rescue, maybe.
Well, I know someone that getting some NBA checks who played at Tennessee who might be able to help you, who's going to join the show after this break, and that's Jordy McCray, the Orange Mamba, will join us here next on the Swain Event. So stay with us. Be right back.
Hour 3 of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again? Let us help.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in answering your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
Backed by popular demand, shop tax-free at Better Mattress during the month of October. Save hundreds of dollars store-wide. Better Mattress will pay your sales tax on any purchase. My Better Mattress has me sleeping better than ever, and it's handcrafted in East Tennessee, so I know it is made to last by good people who care about the quality of their work. Better Mattress makes it so easy to choose a mattress, you can get started right now. Visit bedrmattress.com and click on Mattress Prescription. Answer a few questions and they'll send you some options to start with. Plus, at Better Mattress, shoppers sleep worry-free. If you don't like it after 100 nights, they'll swap it out for you, and your Better Mattress will come with a 20-year warranty. Shop Better Mattress tax-free this month only. Good night, just got better.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in... we are joined now by one of my favorite Tennessee athletes of all time, and that is a gentleman that in the biggest games played his best basketball, and that is Jordan McRae. And I think he has embraced the nickname Orange Mamba. I'm not sure. We're going to ask him. Jordan, good morning, man. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Have you embraced the nickname Orange Mamba? Because I remember when you were given that nickname, you weren't feeling it too much, Jordan. Have you embraced it now?
You know, just the whole Mamba thing at first, you know, being in college and trying to help my team win games was a little much. But now that I'm out, you know, you got to feel free.
Yeah. It's awesome, man. It's awesome, man. You were incredible to watch, man, the way you was able to put the ball in the basket. And I remember that Florida game at home. That was a really good year. And watching you now grow in the NBA and tear up the developmental league and see you have a chance there to pick up a ring there with the Cavaliers and learn so much from a dude like LeBron and take that on. Now it's been just kind of cool to watch you. So, Tennessee fans, man, we watching you now, Jordan. Don't think that we're not. We watch you all the time and follow you, man, for sure. Tell us about that year with the Cavs. I know right now you're with the Wizards, but that year with the Cavs, you know, playing with LeBron, the best basketball player on the planet, winning a championship. How was that experience for you?
I mean, it's an incredible experience, you know, coming back from where we came from, down 3-1, and then obviously winning the championship. Just being able to see, you know, the greatest player in the world, you know, not so much as, you know, what he does on the court, but seeing what he does off the court as far as, you know, being the first one in the gym, working incredibly hard and studying with film and, you know, constantly talking to guys. You know, just being around him in that aspect off the court was, you know, incredible.
Jordan, last year Tennessee kind of had a real surprise season. It was the best season since y'all made it to the Sweet 16 a few years ago. What were your thoughts on the Vols last year?
Man, I'm excited to see them this year. Last year when we went to the game, just seeing like the energy and passion that they play with, watching Admiral play is like kind of seeing myself. You know, he gets himself going. He scores a basket, yells, screams, dunking, yells, and screams. You know, it's like he's so excited to be out there. And Grant, you know, he's just doing his thing. I like Jordan Bone. They got some shooters on the wings. Just watching this team play is a complete team.
Do you talk trash to the other NBA and pro basketball players a little bit? I mean, I know Tennessee, you haven't put a lot of guys in the league, but I mean, you've had some good games, Jordan, where I think you can trash talk a little bit. I know you're a trash talker. Have you done it?
NBA, you kind of want to stay away from that because you know this. you don't want to make the wrong guy mad. I've seen where people have talked trash to LeBron. He'll close out the game 18 straight. You know, so sometimes you kind of want to stay away from that because, like I said, man, night in, night out, you're going against somebody who, you know, they've been doing what I've done and more. So, you know, you just want to kind of just play basketball.
You know, Jordan, I think you've handled yourself very well. And I understand how – and, I talk to Jarnell a lot. Mm-hmm. We've had him on the show before. And I think you guys have handled yourselves incredibly well because you're put in a really weird situation. You know, you're playing on a team that, you know, you didn't do what you wanted to do in the regular season, but you did what you're supposed to do in the postseason. And that is go as far as possible. And you guys did that. But then during the season, you know, the fans were not happy with – you know, some of the games, and I'm pretty sure you guys were not happy with some of the games either. And so there was a petition and all those things, and you know, that's something that I necessarily did not agree with. It was actually embarrassing. I did not like it at all. But you guys rallied around your coach. You guys rallied around your own teammates, and you guys play hard, play for one another, and you guys handled it right. Because that's a really awkward position to be in. But I look at you, you're playing pro ball. Josh Richardson's playing pro ball. I look at Jarnell's playing pro ball. I look at Jerome Maiman, who's now on Konzo staff in Missouri. Now, all you guys are doing really good things, man. I just want to let you know that you guys handled that situation well, because I know that's not easy at all.
No, I mean, it wasn't easy. But like I've always said, a lot of people didn't understand the impact Coach Martin had on our lives. Like, people wouldn't even believe me if I tell you. A week ago, Coach Martin, we had a group text with almost our whole team from 2014. Hmm. You know, so it was like we still talk. I still talk to Coach Martin. Coach Martin still calls my mom on Mother's Day, send her a card. So it was so much of like off the court that he was like a father to everyone. And
that's awesome.
See, Jerron's there with him. And we still talk to that man every day. And I wouldn't even be on an NBA, G League, any floor without him. And I'm almost certain that Josh and everybody else would say the same.
Awesome.
That's incredible. So what do you think of the job that Konzo is doing he's 1 year in at Missouri. What have you thought of what he's doing?
I mean, I think he's doing a great job. Just things that he do, they just speak volume. And he's the kind of guy that's going to teach you how to be a man first, and then everything else comes after that. So, I mean, I know that the guys there, they love him. I talked to Jerron. He said everybody loves him there. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do this year.
And when we had Jarnell in studio, I asked him this, and you were on the same team, so I want to ask the same. Was it a charge on Jarnell in the Sweet 16?
No.
yes.
What's so crazy, now that I'm out of college, I can say it. The block charge call is the most inconsistent call in college basketball.
Yeah.
Truth.
It can go one way one night. The next night, if John Elway do the same move, they might have called a block. Hell, in the NBA, you do that, you damn near might have a tech flopping. So who knows?
Yeah. Ernie Grunfeld, Tennessee basketball legend, is the GM there with the Wizards. Do you guys sit at your own table and tell everybody else sit by themselves? It's like a Tennessee party, and you guys get special treatment. Do you guys sit and talk and share moments about your day in Tennessee?
I talk to Ernie all the time, and this is one of the GMs I've had that you always see. Sometimes GMs can be in their office or be gone. You don't see them that much. But we see Ernie every day, so seeing Ernie every day, and I tell him all the time, I had no idea the impact Ernie and Bernie had on basketball. But, so being around him every day, and him sharing his knowledge is awesome.
Does he share any cool stories from back in his day? Because you know how old folks are, Jordan. They like to tell you about how they did it back in their day. It's all good, but that's how they like to do it. Has Ernie done that with you?
He hasn't told me too much yet. He always tells me that he has some things to tell me. So I'm looking forward to him whenever he has some time.
That's good stuff, man. I don't know your schedule and stuff like that, but man, we would love to see you at a Tennessee basketball game. This team right now, man, they're together, kind of like you guys were when you guys played, man. Y'all were together, y'all were tight, and there's a lot of expectations around here for these Volunteers. And Rick Barnes is excellent, and Tennessee basketball is in a really good spot. So I know as a VFL, as a former Tennessee baller, you're always keeping up with your program, and I'm happy for you that your program is winning. It's a little tough for me, Jordan. It gets tough for me, man, because my football team, they don't win all the games like they could. And so it gets tough for me. But for you, my friend, I think you're going to have a really good year, and you'll be proud of your guys representing that power mm-hmm. T on the basketball shorts.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, man, just being able to see this team grow, and Rick Barnes has done an incredible job. He's done a great job of making us feel like, obviously he didn't coach us, but make us feel like we're home. And, I don't want the guys to think about what everybody thinks they're going to be. I just want them to go out there and just do as best as they can do. And as best as they can do last year was almost get to the Elite Eight, 16. So as long as they're doing that and they're focused on themselves, I think they'll be great.
Awesome, man. Well, Jordan, thanks so much for your time this morning. Before we get you out of here, man, you want to give us a score prediction for the Tennessee-Alabama game, or maybe you just want to just go ahead and just ease on out without getting yourself in trouble?
Are we talking about Tennessee-Alabama basketball or football here?
Let's do football and basketball.
I think Tennessee, don't want to jinx it. Tennessee's going to be, they're going to win the SEC this year outright in basketball.
Okay.
I got Admiral and Jordan Bone, first team on SEC. I got Grant, two-time player of the year. And football, I'm just gonna let that one play out.
good choice.
That is the correct answer.
Good choice. Yeah. All right, Jordan, man. Thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it, man. The Orange Mamba, man. You do know who came up with that nickname, right, Jordan? You do realize that, right?
The way you're saying it, it must be you.
Yeah, man. I came up with it, and then Tom Satkowiak stole it, and it's all good, man. It's all good because I'm a huge fan of Tom, and I hope he's doing really well. I know you guys loved him, and he had a procedure done to get everything taken care of, and so we love Tom, man. We love Tom. Totally joking, but glad that you are embracing the nickname. I wanted to make sure you was going to embrace it before I told you I came up with it.
All right.
All right, Jordan. See you, man. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, Jordan McCray, former Tennessee basketball player, baller, I think one of the most electric offensive players we've had here in a very long time. Man, I enjoy watching him.
That dude.
Watching him play.
That dude could jam.
He was so – he reminded me a little bit of Juwan Jennings a little bit. Because,
kind of.
He was emotional, and he went hard, and, he got in that zone, and he he fed off the energy from the crowd, and the crowd fed off the energy from him. It was really fun to watch Jordan McRae play.
Yeah, and I really liked his comparison of himself to Admiral Schofield, because I feel similarly. Obviously, they played a little bit different style of basketball, and Jordan was obviously more of a guard than a forward. Yeah. But at the same time, I like that comparison. They were both guys that really brought energy, and that's huge for the team. And I think Admiral will have the same amount of effect that Jordan McRae did, if not more, for this team. So. Man, I can't wait for basketball. Gets me so hyped talking about it.
Yeah, man. Jordan was a stud, man. He represents Tennessee really well. And glad that he was able to join us. 865-255-03. I think that's Shane coming to get his money. I think that's Shane over there, man. Ben, leave Shane alone. Leave him alone, okay? One last segment here at Alumni Hall, Turkey Creek. Your orange and white headquarters. Josh Dobbs will be here from 6 p.m. to 7:30 for a opportunity for you to take your picture with him. Photos only. And the new Tennessee basketball gear is here at Alumni Hall, so make sure you come and get that before you head over to the Rocky Top tip-off. And then everything you need for your orange and white tailgate this weekend. Swain Event. Be right back.
Hour 3 of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Today looks to be sunny with a high of 71 and a low of 55. Alabama is the gold standard in inbreeding. There is a 60% chance of rain tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a high of 64 and a low of 38. Nick Saban is a terrible human being who sold his soul to the devil for his success. Sunday looks to be sunny with a high of 53. The worst day as a Vol is still better than the best day as an Alabama Crimson Gump. Roll D's. Weather on the Swain Event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain Event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
It's almost football time in Tennessee, which means it's time to get geared up at Alumni Hall. Find the best selection of Nike, Nike Golf, Tommy Bahama, and all those retro logos you love. Don't forget about your game day crew. Plenty of selection for the ladies, the little balls, and to upgrade their tailgate. Shop now at one of their six convenient locations in Tennessee or 24/7 at alumnihall.com.
Big Orange football is better alongside another Tennessee tradition, Mrs. Grissom's Salad. Mrs. Grissom's ready-made snacks and meals are perfect for game day. Crowd favorites like the select pimento cheese and cranberry pecan chicken salad are delicious and easy to grab and go right from the grocery store. Going to the game? Visit Mrs. Grissom's in Vol Village for the must-have panini grilled pimento cheese hot dog. Man, select the best. Select Tennessee's own Mrs. Grissom's.
We're here with Dr. Mike Carlson of Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine. If you have orthopedic injuries such as shoulder pain, knee pain, or instability, Achilles tendonitis, golfers, or tennis elbow, do what I did and give them a call.
Yeah, Jason, we specialize in regenerative non-surgical orthopedics. So we treat damaged ligaments, tendons, and joints, including things like rotator cuff injuries, knee instability, elbow problems, as well as foot problems like plantar fasciitis, Achilles, things of that nature, by injecting with stem cells in what's called PRP, or platelet-rich plasma. And this form of treatment we do under ultrasound, so we know we have our target. and it also stimulates the body's own reparative process, and this allows for the healing of damaged tissue. And as you well know, I mean, numerous professional and collegiate athletes, guys like Steph Curry, Tiger Woods, and even yourself with your ankle injury, have been using this form of treatment for years. And so we offer that same type of treatment here in East Tennessee.
Visit them on the web at trsportsmedicine.com. Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine. East Tennessee's leader in regenerative therapy. VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The berry punch and activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the pure recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swain-O, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The chocolate gladiator and the chocolate shredder with the scoop of peanut butter, oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you will feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK?
Don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy!
If you aren't following the Swain Event on Twitter, then are you even on Twitter? Hit that follow button. It's the right thing to do.
All right, last segment of the day here on the show. And tomorrow, Tennessee, Alabama, they'll strap it up. Tomorrow, 3:30 p.m. CBS game. And we'll see what happens. There's no doubt Alabama is the best team in the country. But we've seen crazy things in Neyland Stadium. And there's a lot of energy inside of that building. There's a lot of optimism about the program, the future of this program with recruits. They will be in attendance this weekend. I think Tennessee has a chance to pull off a top 12, top 10 class with some of the players who they are in the mix with. It's gonna be interesting. These next 4 or 5 weeks, I think, have a chance to be really fun because the week before the Auburn game, I started to feel like the optimism and was slipping away and that the apathy was kind of setting in a little bit. But now, man, we're rocking. The excitement is back to a little bit there. And I understand the goal is to go to a bowl game. And I think Tennessee can do that. Speaking of a bowl game, Charlie, you've been rocking some nice Alumni Hall gear all show long. You've been grabbing things off the rack and showing the good folks who are watching the program.
Yeah.
And
showing off all the coats they got here because it's cold.
What shirt do you have on today, my friend?
I'm wearing a polo shirt. It's a Tennessee polo shirt.
It's a nice polo shirt.
I can show this on the video. Wearing a Tennessee polo shirt it's great. It's like a golf shirt.
You can't
see it on the front, thankfully, which is the reason that I wear this. But you can see there is a logo on the sleeve for the Tax Slayer Bowl. Butch Jones is coming to town, and I'm... See, he's got a Tax Slayer Bowl shirt on right there. No reason to not be proud of a win.
Heck yeah, man.
Yes, Butch Jones was the coach, but the win happened nonetheless.
The win did happen. I wouldn't be surprised if Lyle had on the same shirt underneath his Alabama stuff tomorrow.
Maybe. I know he carries those trophies around with him, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Tax Slayer Bowl Championship, Music City Bowl Championship.
Oh, man. That would be freaking hilarious. Last night, the Broncos, Coach Z, did a good job. I mean, he had the receivers throwing touchdowns to each other. You look at Bob Shoop, and Shoop is doing a good job at Mississippi State.
Yep.
I mean, wow, it's a miracle. He's a good defense coordinator again, right? It was a good one before he got here, and a good one after he left here.
Wonder what the
The team is there.
Wonder what happened there. So it's good to see all of those assistants that were on this staff in previous years go on and do some bigger and better things. So happy for them. Really happy for them. Mahoney's at East Carolina. Thigpen is at North Carolina, along with Gillespie there. Jancic is the DC at Colorado State. John Jancic. The board is at Indiana, along with Nick Sheridan. Sheridan is the quarterback coach. The board is the OC. Who am I missing there? The receiver coach that always wore the cleats that the media wrote like 87 stories about?
Kevin Beard, but I don't know where he ended up.
Hey, this is the missing piece. You know, he's going to coach the receivers real well. Why? Because he wears cleats. Who cares? Who cares about him wearing cleats? But Kevin Beard's not really – he's not really a real coach right now. I think he's like an off-the-field –
he's an off-the-field coach at Toledo. Yep.
Yeah, he probably took a couple steps back there. But anyway, he's still getting paid, so that's good. 865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. He's still getting a check. He still can pay for his utilities.
That's living the dream.
Yeah. All right, anything from the text box, Facebook Live that we want to mention before we wrap up today's show, because I need to start tailgating and pregaming for tomorrow's game at 10-on-1. So I got a cooler in my car. I'm ready to go, man. I got some drinks.
ER Vols fan says a bowl is very realistic. Charlotte is win 4. So then the other two games, all you got to do is go 2-2. That is very true. I said it earlier. I think it is more likely than not that Tennessee makes a bowl game. They are, when I assess the situation currently, they're probably better than Vandy. They are at least equal with Missouri, I would say. You all got the same record. Vandy has a losing record at the moment, but South Carolina is 3-3, Missouri is 3-3, and so is Tennessee. And I would say out of those teams, Tennessee's played the hardest record. So do with that what you will. I think right now, I think Tennessee makes a bowl game, but we'll see how it unfolds.
Moose, this is a really good thing on the text box. Swain, can you please pass word to someone that if Bama wins, not to let those boys come back on our field to smoke their cigars like they did the last few trips? Yeah, let's address that. That's kind of like planting a flag in your field. Like, smoke your cigars, but keep them in your locker room, I guess. I don't know. Who's going to monitor that? I don't know. If I'm a Tennessee player, the thing is, remember, I think Najee Warrior stopped some folks from doing that. I forgot what game that was. But Najee Warrior and Micah stepped up when somebody was going to plant the flag here.
Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Who?
Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt. Yes. Mm. Yes. They stopped that. And so, you know, when the game is over, you're not going to really come back on the field. I've never done that before. So who is going to, I think, monitor that? That would be
a job for Lyle.
Good question. So, yeah, I like that. I like that. Follow me on Twitter if you're not. I got some tickets coming in, and we're going to give those away for the Bama game. I got 4 tickets, so I will give those out on Twitter a little bit later on today. For Ben McKee, Charlie Burris, I'm Jason Swain. Hope you have a great day, great weekend. And remember, do not accept any DMs from Ben McKee about getting him a polo from Alumni Hall. He's permitted. He is banned. He's not permitted from getting a polo. So have a good weekend. Peace and love.